Joined here by head coach Trissa Adkisson, making our way over to our Gallatin. We're doing it on the phone right now. I'm going to be making my way over to Gallatin in just a couple of hours as we will have Gallatin Milan coming up tonight on KTTN FM 92.3. Talk about the game here, coach. As we kind of talked about last week, you know, the big game tonight is the boys' game, but you know, as far as if folks want to get there for the girls' game, I think your game against Milan really intriguing. I kind of see your team and coach. And Coach Hurley's team in kind of in kind of similar situations. I think this is going to be a real competitive game at 6 o'clock tonight.
I do agree. I think that you know, both teams have this about the same caliber, and this should be a pretty good matchup tonight.
What do you find it feel like, Coach? You got a real good handle on your team at this point. We were talking off the air about how improved the girls are. In order to play well, outside of, you know, the ball going in the hoop is an obvious answer, but aside from that, what are the things that you look for that would indicate to you that you're having a good ball game?
You know, we talked about a little bit yesterday about being a little more aggressive on the offense. And yeah, we want the ball to go in a hole, but what can we do, you know, to get to that point, get the ball to the hole, and then on our defensive end, just making sure we're all moving in sync a little bit more, and you know, looking like a team out there on the floor.
You played Trenton four times this year. I had the call of the fifth place game over at Hamilton on Friday night. It just kind of feels like that your team and Coach Kuhl's team, you're very similar. You played four times. He's won two. You've won two. Is there that feeling when you played Trenton this year that it's going to be a close game? It's going to come down to little things?
Yes. You know, the girls and I talked prior to that game, and we, you know, I said, girls, at this point in the season, there's not a lot we can scout for when you see a team for four times in the season, but it's going to come down to the little things. And you're right, Coach Kuhl and I, you know, we have a lot of the same depth and everything on the bench, and it just came down to who could put the ball in the hole that night.
Honestly, you're 1,000% right, because we can look at X's and O's and strategy and this and that. The thing was, Trenton came out and hit threes in the first quarter, and you know, and you kind of got behind the eight ball, and sometimes that's just the difference in the ball game, isn't it?
It is, you know, and we were hitting our shots earlier the game before, and then unfortunately that night it wasn't ours, and that night Trenton was on the ball.
Yep, 2-2 against Trenton this year. You got Milan tonight. From what you've seen from Milan, Coach, what catches your eye about the Lady Cats that you kind of feel like you're going to have to watch a little bit tonight to get a W?
You know, I feel like that they're a very scrappy team, and they're out to win, and they want every loose ball, and we're going to have to take care of it and probably work it, pack it in the inside a little bit.
Those that are Gallatin Bulldogs, they know the rivalry that exists between the Bulldogs and the Penny Hornets. So going to Hamilton and playing them, even though it was a consolation semifinal, you put 66 points on the board, you beat them by 26, a really solid performance. How good of a night was that for the Bulldogs on Wednesday against Penny?
You know, that was a good night for us, and we had a pretty well-rounded scoring night. I have to say, you know, we had quite a few players in the book get some points that night, and that was big for us because it meant other girls were stepping up and helping out the team that night too.
When we talked last, we kind of previewed that South Harrison game back on the 20th as it would be a big game for your program. I think you were down by maybe a couple at the half, and I think they got a little bit of an edge in the second half. But were you pretty happy with the way that the girls competed against South Harrison about a week and a half ago?
I was very proud of how they, how they came out. We came out and we were down just a little bit, but they fought back, and it was a 2-point ball game at halftime, and they stuck right with it, and I was very proud of how they worked.
We talked about, you know, you can look at your team. I know you've seen it. I've told you a number of times that, yeah, you have improved a whole lot. When you look at the improvement, Coach, is it something where you saw it just over the off season that they were better than they were 9 months ago? Has it been kind of a thing that really has happened over the last 2.5 months? Where have you seen the most improvement happen the quickest?
You know, I think when we started practice this season, I had each girl set a goal, and you know, we work for these goals, and then to be honest, the first game out of the shoot, whenever we won against Pattonsburg, you know, that was big. And the smile on their faces and just seeing that confidence, that was what they needed to prove to themselves that they are capable of it. And so then each time we come in after a game, whether we've won or lost, and, you know, we come back to practice the next day and we want to work twice as hard because they want to keep improving.
Well, game at the Bulldog home court tonight against Milan. Gallatin then will go to Albany on Friday before heading over here to the Ketchum Community Center. Have games on Z101.7, girls at 6, boys at 7:30 against Green City coming up Monday of next week. Coach, we'll see you at the gym tonight. Good luck against Milan.
Thanks, I appreciate it.